Hello, it's the 3rd of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Luton's Darlow area has been targeted through community intervention for an overall clean-up. The Darlow's Carers initiative was named by Darlow Primary School students. As a result of the project, Beds Police have made 11 arrests in 2 weeks of intensified activity. They seized 3 knives, 1,200 sale-ready packets of Class A and B drugs, 22 disposable phones and cash in the amount of just under £3,000. Luton Council has also been spotted at parks clearing fly-tipping debris and other rubbish. Katie Dunaya, Detective Chief Inspector, stated, "For the campaign to succeed, we will need to work hard to help Darlow flourish." A Bedford mother who bought a daughter a pack of eclairs from Morrison's in Bedford was outraged when her daughter vomited after taking a bite. Kelly Carr admits the eclairs were out of date by 1 day, but they should not have been completely mouldy inside following immediate refrigeration. She contacted Morrison's management, but a response has not yet been received. An ambulance crew were forced to save one of their own during an emergency call. Jeremy Williams and his team were at the Stewartby home of a 33-year-old woman who was in cardiac arrest. While attempting to resuscitate the patient, Mr. Williams began feeling intense chest pains. The other emergency responders managed to stabilise them both. The 53-year-old was rushed to the hospital, where 2 artery-opening stents were fitted. Williams praised his colleagues, saying, "I will be forever grateful for the amazing team effort which helped to save 2 lives that day." A lorry driver from Flitwick, Mike Ashton, by his own admission, was near death due to his excessive weight, which led to more serious health issues, including cancer, stroke and paralysis. A number of personal changes led Mr. Ashton to lose over 9 stone. He now celebrates his new lease on life. That's all from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.